Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm with business on all the major continents, who's going to help me interpret an event in these last hours, a presentation by Jensen Huang, the CEO, the genius, the driver of the very prominent NVIDIA, maker of the chip that everybody wants. It's got many names. It keeps advancing right now. The one that is a prominent is just being distributed around the world. It is forbidden for the Chinese Communist Party. It's that prominent an event. However, Jensen Huang at an event in California, which you can access online to watch the full thing, 2 hours, was presenting his vision of the future for NVIDIA chips. And Chris attended, and he's going to help me interpret what I saw. There were small videos. There was Jensen Huang on stage. There were images behind him that I could not follow easily, a lot of coded language. All this with a gathering an audience that was up to 17,000. I saw at one point there were 500,000 people watching online. It was a two-hour presentation. Chris, a very good evening to you. This was, you brought to my attention to watch live. This was overwhelming. I felt like I was listening to someone's talk science fiction, and yet I know NVIDIA is for real. I know the excitement is genuine. I'm going to start with the data centers because we've talked about those in past. What was imaged, what was presented online was that there are now data centers with 200,000 miles of cable in them, and then some incredible amount of gold and metal and financing behind them. Do those exist now, and what is it that they are needed for? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. Those exist today, and those data centers power everything from Alexa to Grok to Pic, an AI model that you might see or use in your daily lives. And those data centers continue to be built out and continue to accelerate rapidly. 3 weeks ago, I had the pleasure of being at the State of the Union in Washington, D.C. This is the State of the Union for the artificial intelligence and advanced computing world at GTC in San Jose.
The presentation was about building chips that are going to require more and more power, if I understand correctly, electricity, and have more and more capabilities. He talked in language that's new to me. At one point, he was talking about how AI works now and then something called agentic. What is agentic? What was he talking about?
So, John, agentic AI is training artificial intelligence to be able to answer questions, solve problems by reviewing large data sets. So maybe you're calling United Airlines because of a flight problem. Be able to look at all of the flight problems, all the tickets in their system. Agentic AI could navigate that as a human might in artificial intelligence with a level of support, level of capability that is a human-like quality.
And the agentic is the future, not now, and these decisions are being made now to build data centers that handle agentic. From the presentation on screen, there's a lot more going on with agentic than the AI model now. I ask a simple question, what is Mulberry Street? And I get an answer, but it could be not accurate. With agentic, Mr. Wong was representing that being much more accurate and at the same time a product of inference, a product of thinking. How so, Chris?
So, John, agentic is used today, and it's scaling out today in data centers that exist today. So that is a real capability, a real thing at this moment in time. What you'll start to see is much more broad use of that across many industries. So now you're hitting this heavy adoption peak that in many use cases for traditional call centers or customer support areas, agentic AI is coming in and taking over those processes. Where this will continue to accelerate is that that could go into deeper and more advanced use cases. The consultation of a lawyer or a doctor or other in professional services, you'll start to see agentic AI coming into that. So the opportunity around it is quite interesting at very, very rapid growth. And as it comes back to Mr. Wong's discussion of processing power as well as electricity, many of the data centers used to power these systems are gigawatt worth of electricity to power those data centers. Now there's a lot of focus on how do you make these systems more efficient, less energy consumption, so you can pack more processors, more capabilities into those data centers.
And what I'm seeing exists now, or is this the chip they're building? This is the immediate future. This, I don't know whether it's 25 or 26. Where is it?
This is today. What Mr. Wong showed was some of the new architectures for the future, the Vera Rubin architecture and the Richard Feynman architecture. NVIDIA names their products moving forward after famous physicists. And you're seeing in those new announced products orders of magnitude of 10 plus of further growth. So the AI becoming exceptionally more powerful, even compared to what it is today, which is extremely impressive.
And what he's telling us is that agentic is, well, it's not human thinking, but it is thinking that makes the present day AI seem simple, or at least that's the way I interpreted it from the stage. Is that approaching what he was telling us, that agentic is going to be much more human-like?
It's getting much more human-like, and it's also getting much more reasoned. In many questions that might come as I go up the stack, a canceled flight at United is a very transactional use case. But if you're asking an agentic AI about how to best prepare a will or a trust, it's a much more complex issue. The ability for these AI models to take in immense amount of data, immense amount of resources on background research, and then give better considered answers and answers that might be equivalent to or better than the best legal minds out there. The technology is progressing in such a fast way that it is accelerating to the point of just tremendous capability, which will in many cases rival the professional classes of many of the service areas that you see today.
And NVIDIA presents itself as out front. And he mentioned ASML that builds the machines, that's in Europe, and TSMC that makes the chips, that's in Taiwan. NVIDIA presents itself right now as out front. Is agentic also being worked on by other firms, or is this entirely an NVIDIA operation?
So, John, the way to think about it is that agentic AI is the software service and layer that sits above the chip. There are many firms trying to build chips. There are many firms building software. NVIDIA, at this point, is leading that architecture because of the underlying power and capability of their chips, but also building these open ecosystems that allow software companies and researchers and others to build really cool things on top of their platforms.
And the agentic thinking, that is not the final stage, I take it. We're building towards it. Is that correct? I didn't quite follow what comes afterwards.
The what comes afterwards, so you have agentic agents today that are very accurate, very good. Where those will be progressing is on much more complex subjects. So the ability for you, John, to have an agentic agent doctor that understands your complete medical history, compares your medical history against all other humans with medical history, and is able to make suggestions or tailor drugs or other things to your best outcomes by having an immense amount of access to data and using that to build the best outcomes around a solution.
Blackwell, I believe, is the present chip that is so desired. But the agentic, that's not an agentic chip. There's something else coming in the future?
So you can do agentic on Blackwell, and it works very, very well. With Rubin and Feynman, it will simply increase likely at each stage by a factor of 10 in terms of the processing speed, power, and depth of what it can do.
And this is where we're headed? In other words, I got the feeling doors are opening, but there are a lot of doors ahead of us. I'm trying to picture what he was telling us.
Basically, what he was telling you and being very modest about it is that NVIDIA is breaking Moore's Law, and they're breaking Moore's Law to the upside. Instead of technology reducing by 50% and doubling in speed every 18 months, they're increasing by a factor of 10 and reducing by a factor of 10 in every 2 years. It's really breakthrough things that are happening to accelerate this compute power, and then all of the people in industry looking at what you can do with all this amazing power.
So there we are with crank phones in the 19th century compared to where we're going in the immediate future. 5 years, Chris? How soon to get that vision going?
12 to 18 months, John. It's upon us now.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space. Agentic is a new word to me. I'm going to learn more coming months. NVIDIA is the firm. Agentic is the word. It thinks.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.